Voters in five Northeast states head to the polls tomorrow. They'll be casting their ballots in what's being called the Acela primary, named after that high-speed Amtrak train that runs through those states.
And Connecticut is one of those states. And for the first time in a very long time, Connecticut's primary actually matters because this year the presidential nominations are still up in the air. In fact, so far the only candidate who has not been to Connecticut is Ted Cruz. Joining us now is John Dankowski. He's host of Where We Live on Here and Now, contributor WNPR in Hartford. Hi, John.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. So let's start with the mood there, where you are. Usually, Election Day doesn't mean so much in Connecticut. Are people pretty excited?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit more excitement, and we're starting to see the candidates come through in just the last couple days. Just even as we speak, a Bernie Sanders rally wrapping up. Donald Trump was here three times in the last several days, Hillary Clinton and John Kasich. And so we've even got Bill Clinton coming tonight in Connecticut. So there's a lot going on right now, and I think the excitement's ramping up.
Well, let's hear from Donald Trump. He's been talking about the state losing manufacturing jobs. Here he is speaking recently in Hartford.
I know Hartford very well. I've lived in Connecticut. I have so many friends in Connecticut. I love Connecticut. But I know we have problems. We lost General Electric. How do you lose General Electric?
And as we know, GE relocating just up the road to Boston. But, John, Trump needs every delegate that he can get from here on out to win the nomination. Polls show that he should be doing pretty good in Connecticut. How's that message on jobs resonating there?
Well, the message on jobs is interesting, of course. You know, the president of the United States probably isn't going to have a whole lot of say in whether or not jobs move from Connecticut to Massachusetts or from Connecticut to some southern state. But certainly Donald Trump has been talking quite a bit about manufacturing jobs moving out of this country, which is something that has happened a bit in Connecticut. The headlines from GE moving from Fairfield to Boston is something that I don't know is necessarily resonating as part of the presidential primary rhetoric. I will say that this, Donald Trump is at about 50% in the most recent poll, the Quinnipiac University poll that came out. And that's a really important threshold for him because the 28 delegates that are up for grabs, there's this kind of weird math around, and basically he's got to do better than 50% in order to claim more delegates. And as you said, every single delegate counts from here on in for Trump.
Well, some Republican lawmakers in your state are backing John Kasich, but Ted Cruz has sort of ignored the state. It's kind of like what we saw in New York last week. Is that a factor here that New York and Connecticut are somewhat of the same electorate?
Yeah, you know, if there's New York values, Peter, I suppose there's Connecticut values as well. They don't necessarily play too well with a Ted Cruz campaign, although they do play well with the John Kasich campaign. Look, John Kasich is the type of mostly moderate Republican that an awful lot of Connecticut Republicans would tend to back. There's been a groundswell of support from some in the party to try to back Kasich to stop Trump from getting the necessary number of delegates.
So you think he can steal away some of those delegates from Trump?
He can steal away some delegates, but the question is, will he be able to make that 50% mark for Trump not happen? And we're not entirely sure. The polls seem to suggest Trump will get about half the votes.
Well, Connecticut, obviously, the place where Sandy Hook school shootings took place now 4 years ago. Hillary Clinton spoke about this at a forum on gun control in Hartford last week.
The terrible mass shootings that we know, sadly, all too well, whether it's Sandy Hook or Charleston or the movie theater in Aurora or the community college in Oregon, and there's a very long list, they still represent a minority of the gun violence deaths.
John, Hillary Clinton likes to point out on the campaign trail that she's stronger on guns than Bernie Sanders. How well does that message go over in your state?
Well, there's two different pieces to this, Peter. One is that recent Quinnipiac poll shows that only about 3% of Connecticut residents say that guns are the most important issue they're going to be voting on. That said, of course, it is a very important issue, and she's drawing on some of the coalitions that she's strongest with already. Not only is she talking about the Sandy Hook shootings and bringing on some Sandy Hook survivors' families onto these panels and onto television commercials, but she's also talking about gun violence in the urban areas like Bridgeport, Hartford, New Haven, and she's been doing very well with African Americans and very well with women in those places in these polls as well.
Okay, well, at a rally in New Haven last night, Bernie Sanders did not bring up the issue of gun control, but he did criticize your governor. He's a Democrat, for cuts that he made to mental health services. Let's listen to that.
We need to make certain that when people need mental health treatment, they get it today, not 6 months from now.
How hard is Sanders pushing in Connecticut? You mentioned he was there today, and does he have a chance of gaining some ground here?
Well, he certainly does have a chance of gaining some ground. Very large crowds turning out last night and also today for Bernie Sanders. Here's the thing. This is interesting. He's bringing up our governor, Daniel Malloy. Daniel Malloy is the head of the Democratic Governors Association. He's been working a lot on behalf of Hillary Clinton, trying to raise money for the Clinton campaign. And so it's interesting that he's going after a not terribly popular governor for some of his cuts to mental health services. It'll be interesting if that plays well enough to do well for Bernie Sanders coming up tomorrow.
All right, John Dankowski, host of Where We Live on Here and Now, contributor WNPR in Hartford. Thanks, John.
Thank you so much, Peter.